Oh, yeah. Love when we hear that music. Means something good's about to happen, my friend.
May the force be with Auburn. May the Auburn be with you.
And also, and with your spirit.
Now, something completely different.
This is Shug Jordan, coach of the Auburn Tigers.
Say what?
No. It's pronounced Jordan.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
This is Shug Jordan, football coach of the Auburn
really
Tigers.
It really is kind of the way I feel when people get it right. Like on TV.
Yeah.
It feels that good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a sample of someone hearing, like, Gary Danielson pronounce it correctly.
Getting it correct.
Right. Man, oh, man.
It's pronounced Jordan. Rich Perkins and my good friend Jeremy Henderson. Jeremy is the owner and content director of TheWarEagleReader.com. I have a little blog called It's... what is it called?
It's pronounced A Ride in a Jeep.com.
A Ride in a Jeep.com is my blog. We have a radio show that we do weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central Time in the greater Auburn Opelika area on Wings 94.3. You can listen online at wingsfm.com. And so that's who we are. This is our little podcast. It's pronounced Jordan, where we talk about just little fun Auburn tidbits.
Trivia tidbits scattered history. Across the history and the years of the fruited, loveliest village of the plains. I'm distracted, Rich.
I'm sorry.
There's this autoplay video of Dennis Dodd talking, and dude's getting old. I mean, no offense. I mean, he's a great guy, I'm sure.
Sure.
But he's looking like Carville level.
Boy. And, boy.
You know what I'm saying.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
The Scarecrow.
Love you, Dee Dee. Dee Dee. You know, Rich, last episode... We went back to the basics, to the wheelhouse, to the Shug.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, the entirety of Auburn history is the wheelhouse.
Sure.
But we went back to Shug. It's pronounced Jordan. Let's talk Shug.
The podcast namesake.
Yes. And we talked about his this bizarre beef with John Ray. He of John Ray's famous, what was it?
Famous John Ray's famous chicken.
Recipe chicken outside of Lexington. Voted third best famous coach. Chicken place in the greater Lexington area, 1978.
former head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats.
Right. That's a resume, Bill. That's right there. I'll tell you what.
And we suspect life insurance. Sales.
Sure. I hope a relative of his isn't listening. Actually, I do hope they're listening so they can give us some insight into
what
was
fantastic.
Wrong with the man.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to go back. I know early on I was talking some Johnny H., some Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got Heisman on the brain. I'm writing this book about John Heisman's years at Auburn. And frankly, it's just hard to avoid it and to look elsewhere sometimes.
And who would want to?
Exactly. You get it.
He was a Renaissance man.
Exactly. Yes, he was. He was everything. He pretty much, you go through the archives. And
if he was alive today, he'd have a cooking blog.
Yes. Yes. He'd be a senator. Like a senator with a Food Network show slash cooking blog. It'd be Pioneer Man.
Right.
He'd host cupcake contests on the Food Network.
And he'd also be like a WWE star.
Right. And also he'd be like second only to Gary Oldman as like a character actor or something. Or is that what they're called? Like part, whether, I don't know what they're called. No, he's not a character actor.
Just
not
an actor.
Whatever. What's the word? You know what I'm talking about? What are they? Is that what it's called?
They're actors.
They're actors. Whatever. He'd be in a bunch of indie films.
Sure.
So anyway, let's go back to 1896. Now,
let's do.
As we know,
yes,
John Heisman's what he really brought to the table. We know about. We talked about his training and what he needed, his dietary requirements for a proper footballer, and he was also though extremely known in kind of part and parcel with that. Why did he want the men to eat and be so fit and trim? He wanted speed. Yes.
It's all about speed.
He was a speed demon, claims to really have been the first in the 20s.
Cuddle up, no hurry.
Yes. Yeah. No hurry. Just cuddle. Just huddle. We don't know. Hurry up, no huddle.
Huddle up, y'all.
just no hurry. Just huddle up. Right. So,
yes, and he was inventor of the hurry up.
He was known for this.
Yeah.
And Auburn, and therefore Auburn was known for it. So in 1896, the season opener, as it frequently was for the next 10, 15, 20 years, was against Mercer, the Mercer Bears in Macon, the Baptists, as they were formerly known. And so Mercer kind of had a chip on its shoulder early on. It had, you know, it was going up against its elder, you know, its bigger bros across the states, the Georgias, the Georgia Techs. But it was trying, it really did try to build up its football program and did a decent job. But they were always, it was always an uphill battle.
Sure.
1896, it was the first time to take on Auburn. They were kind of pumped. Auburn was a really big team. And they had this trainer from Penn. Right, Heisman. Now, if they beat a Penn system trained team, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Penn just won the national championship a year or two ago, or right around there, undefeateds, all that stuff. So this was a big deal. They were really, really counting on it. But of course, they knew they'd done their homework. They knew Auburn's rep, fit, trim, and fast.
Yes.
Right. They were going to have to really step up their game, their footwork, if they were going to stay on the field with the Tigers. Right. So they had to start training. They trained early. Now, what was a good in Macon? You don't have a lot of gymnasiums, right? You don't have your Ivan Drago, you know, training facilities. You don't have your, you know, they had to do this Rocky IV style if they were going to do it. If they were really going to, you know, work on the leg muscles. So their idea, what they came up
with. I have two guesses.
Okay, what are you?
Can I guess?
Go ahead and guess.
All right, one of them either has to do with picking peaches or pecans, or
that's a bushel. Keep going.
Exactly. Or
pecans.
Or pulling a plow.
strapping
a plow,
racing a horse,
and pulling a plow.
No, that's close. It's kind of close. It's more similar, I suppose, to the plow pulling.
Okay.
Only they were getting pulled because what they came up with, they were going to race Macon's streetcars. Right, they're going to try to grab hold of the streetcar and keep up with it. I'm serious. This was like in the paper, like a novel training idea for the Macon boys. They're going to try to run along.
This is just fraught with risk. And I mean, what if you grabbed a hold and tripped and got run over by a street? I mean, were there any incidents?
That's funny you should mention that,
oh,
Rich.
Oh, Lord, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. Little guy named O.J. Massey. Did not keep up with it. They were trying to keep pace for at least 50 yards. It was simple. It was effective. And it also, you just couldn't trip and get your foot caught under the thing. And that's what happened to O.J. Massey.
Oh, gosh.
Mercer's no. O.J. Massey. His foot mauled. His foot gets caught under the thing. And, amputation wasn't the intended result of the exercise. But sadly for Massey, that is indeed what happened. Had to have his foot amputated.
Now, I can understand if you want to lose weight to be faster. However, removing one of your limbs, especially one that you run on.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't. It wasn't the way to go.
No,
it was. You hate
this. Is 1896?
1896, and that had to hurt. That had to hurt because
I mean, did they even have
bite down on this pecan and hope for the best? You know,
here's a peach pit. Right.
Suck away, son, because this is going to hurt like Hades.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And it just goes to show, though, like the reputations, the fear of the Auburn speed.
What people were willing to do
to try to keep up with Heisman ball. Right. And so
we're going up against Auburn. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to race this airplane. You see if you can make it through the propeller shaft while it's spinning.
Release the bobcats. Outrun this bullet, boy. If it hits you, it'll still be better than going up against that Heisman team.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and so it obviously did not work regardless of the amputation. We won 46-0. And back then, 46-0 is even a bigger score because the touchdowns were only 5 points, and then you get an extra point. It was 6 points. So it was actually a bigger deal winning 46-0.
Good grief.
And so the press in Macon says, Auburn plays the fastest game that has ever been seen in Macon. There is a snap and vigor that speaks well for the training of Mr. Heisman, and there was also an amputated foot in the sewer that speaks well to the training of Mr. Heisman.
Speaks not so well.
to the decision-making of the Baptist
do
boys.
Do we know who the coach was and whatever became of the...
John Ray. His name was
no,
John.
No, it was not.
It was John. No. I forget his name. They may have actually not even, you know, a lot of teams...
They had like players that were coaches,
they had like alumni,
right?
Guys would come back or stick around for a year or two. But I think they did have a coach. I'm just not sure of his name off the top. It was one of these guys only was there for like a year or two. Heisman, being there from 1895 to 1899, was like the longest tenured coach for like the first 10. I mean, it was unheard of for a coach to be there that long.
Wow.
And that was another great, you know, thing about having him is that like, okay, we had this incredible coach and we had him for... You know, enough to establish this reputation,
yeah.
And kind of, if you want to call it the first glint of golden era in Auburn football, you can.
I will.
It's easy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Wow.
Don't grab hold of streetcars.
No, do not race streetcars in an attempt to be faster than.
Because it's not going to happen.
No.
All right. Till next time, Rich. This has been fun.
It's pronounced Jordan. It has been fun.
That's a good song.
Don't forget, you can catch us. You can subscribe to IPJ on iTunes. You can find us on SoundCloud and thewareaglereader.com. Until next time, Rich Perkins, Jeremy Henderson. War Eagle, y'all.